I'm Bob Boylan from All Songs Considered. The following is the audio from our latest Tiny Desk Concert. To see the video, subscribe to the All Songs Considered Tiny Desk Concert podcast or go to npr.org/tinydeskconcerts.
Thanks.
Thank you so much. This program of ours has really been a pleasure for us because we've had a chance to explore really what little existing repertoire there is for this combination and also embark upon the path of commissioning new things just for us and hopefully those that come after us and love this combination too. The next piece, or a segment of this piece that we're going to play for you, is by the American composer Alan Hovhaness. And many people don't really associate him with American music because his music has so many different eclectic influences, really from all over the world. He has a truly global style of writing music. And this piece, called Sonata for Harp and Guitar, or subtitled Spirit of Trees, is, I think, a really wonderful example of his writing because it's inspired by nature, which much of his music is, and it also has so many different eclectic influences. You'll hear a little Asian, you'll hear a little Middle Eastern, and, you know, you'll just hear things that are really big, wide-open harmonies that hint at his American roots as well. So we hope you enjoy this. It's Alan Hovhaness's Spirit of Trees. Thank you.
you. Thank you. And so for the last two pieces for our Tiny Desk Concert, we'd like to play two movements from Suite Mágica by Máximo Diego Pujol, an Argentinian guitarist and composer. And I first came across Pujol's music when I was in college studying at the Cleveland Institute of Music with John Holmquist. And there were these preludes that John was playing, and I just fell in love with them. And I used to play three of them as a set in a lot of my concerts early on in my career. And one of them was a candombe, which we realized I played here for my Tiny Desk Concert back in 2009. And a candombe is a West African dance derived from West Africa. And so he obviously likes the form and is inspired by that, because the fourth movement of this suite is indeed a candombe. So we'll play that, but first we will play the valse, which is the second movement of the suite. Thank you.
guys. Terrific.
Thank you. I think we have a really good time with this stuff.